True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The shooter who killed conservative activist and commentator Charlie Kirk yesterday in Utah is still at large, and police still don't have anyone in custody. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more on the response to the killing, witnessed firsthand by thousands of college students.
Charlie Kirk was doing what he's known for, debating political topics on a college campus, this time Utah Valley University in Orem, for the conservative media outlet he founded 13 years ago, Turning Point USA. Around 2:20 Eastern, officials say he was hit by a single targeted shot near his neck. He died sometime later at the hospital. President Trump mourned his close ally on Truth Social.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagreed in the most hateful and despicable way possible.
Police apprehended George Zinn at the scene, but later said he's not a suspect. They announced having another person of interest in custody around 6, but FBI Director Kash Patel said that person had been released 2 hours later. Officials say Kirk was shot from campus some distance away, potentially from a rooftop surrounding the low-lying bowl where he sat. UVU police say 6 officers and some more in plain clothes were working the event, attended by some 3,000 people. Adam Garber is the executive director of Ceasefire PA.
We should be able to have peaceful conversations and share ideals. And while we vociferously disagree with many of Charlie's positions, violence is just never an acceptable response.
Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Montgomery County daycare worker accused of physically assaulting 2 infants under her care at a facility in Upper Providence has been ordered to be held for trial. The children are still recovering from their injuries. KYW's Matt Coughlin was in the courtroom for yesterday's hearing.
37-year-old Catalina Baldwin sat silently through more than an hour of testimony as a child abuse expert from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia explained the injuries suffered by 2 children the prosecution says were under Baldwin's care at the Oaks Early Learning Center in Upper Providence Township. Megan Carney is a Montgomery County Assistant District Attorney.
2 young infants were injured. One specifically suffered a mouth injury with excessive bleeding. The frenulum was sliced or tore beneath the tongue. The second suffered a serious head trauma.
The first victim, 5 months old at the time she was injured on May 29th, is recovering. An expert pediatrician testified she believed something had been shoved into the child's mouth. The second victim, 7 months old at the time of her injuries on July 9th, is still hospitalized. An expert testified that she was likely either shaken or struck. Baldwin of Phoenixville is being held at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility. A formal arraignment in Montgomery County Court is tentatively scheduled for October 22nd. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There could soon be some resolution to the question of whether the wrong date on a Pennsylvania mail-in ballot can keep it from being counted. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports the state Supreme Court heard arguments on the issue yesterday.
The High Court heard an appeal of a Commonwealth Court ruling in favor of two Philadelphia voters that tossing a ballot because of a wrong or missing date is a violation of the Free and Equal Elections Clause of the state Constitution. The Republican National Committee challenged the ruling. Its lawyer called the decision a radical reinterpretation of the clause. He said the rule applies equally to all who vote by mail. The voters' lawyer, ACLU attorney Steve Loney, called the date requirement a disenfranchisement trap, a provision that denies the right to vote based on a slip of the pen. The Philadelphia Board of Elections, a plaintiff in the original suit, argued on the voter side that the date was of no material use to election officials. They know the timeliness of a ballot by when it was received. Attorney Ben Fabens-Lassen said requiring the date was not even like the proverbial belt and suspenders, double layer of security. He said it's more like a belt and a tie. A tie has no use in holding up pants at all, giving the justices their one laugh of the morning. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Nurses at Temple University Hospital were out picketing outside the main and women's hospitals, calling for increased safety measures amid a series of violent incidents. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the picket line.
Workplace violence happens at every hospital.
Maureen May is a registered nurse and president of the nurses' union, PASNAP. She says workers want a de-escalation system incorporated into the next union contract.
Patient safety, nurse safety, healthcare worker safety, and prevention of this workplace violence that happens regularly.
Jamila Norton is a hospital worker, tired of being harassed on the job.
We had an active shooter in the hospital. We had somebody who took patient almost sexually assaulted her. Like, we have violent patients who spit on you, who hit on you, who fight on you. Patients' family members who don't get the answers that they want. They want to beat you up.
The union is asking for a de-escalation team to be ready in case of violent emergencies, similar to how doctors and nurses jump into action during a code blue. In a statement, Temple Health says the safety of our patients and staff is our top priority, adding we're confident this process will lead to a contract that does right by our employees and Temple Health. In North Philly, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.